In the aftermath of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, thousands of people have taken to the streets in cities across the country to protest police brutality against African Americans. While demonstrations in some cities have turned violent and destructive, that has not been the case in Pensacola. On Monday morning, 1 week after Floyd's death, just a few people are standing vigil in front of the large mural and memorial in his honor at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. Christina Sutton of Pensacola is one of them.
I've been at the memorial since they repainted the mural from the first defacing, and that's what brought me out. We were out here Friday, and it was great unity and energy, and just some, my spirit just keeps bringing me right back here.
Standing close to the narrow roadway, Sutton waves to motorists as they slow to drive under the 17th Avenue trestle. Many are waving back and honking their horns in solidarity.
My brothers and sisters all around the country and the world are out here standing up together in unity. And we all have a mission and a purpose. My mission and my purpose right now is to give a message. We're out here. For one of the main reasons is to end police brutality.
In fact, Sutton is holding a sign that calls for an end to police brutality by first investigating and then rooting out institutional racism that exists in police and judicial systems across the nation.
There are laws and investigations that could happen right now. I don't think the government really cares about that, but this is why we're out here and this is why people are at unrest. So do what the people want. The people want peace. The people want to stop killing unjustly and senseless murders of black men.
It's just really overwhelming.
This is Texas resident Alicia Tatum.
We just wanted to support.
Overcome with emotion as she takes a moment to visit the memorial with her husband, Swain, and their kids.
The unjust killing, you know, that happens so often.
Come here, Aiden.
And since we were on our way back home to Texas, we just wanted to stop and share our support.
While visiting Northwest Florida for a short vacation, Tatum says the family from Katy, Texas, near Houston, has been watching the developments unfold over the past week.
So this happened like Tuesday, Wednesday. We left home like on Wednesday night. And we've been in Destin, and we've just been seeing so much, you know, eruption of protest and things like that on the news and social media. And when we saw that there was this bridge in Pensacola, we just wanted to stop and show our appreciation.
What draws me to this spot is I feel the anger that everybody else feels.
Pensacola resident Killian Murphy on making her first visit to the Graffiti Bridge Memorial.
I'm tired of seeing people in my community getting knelt down and getting shot at when they are innocent and when they are not resisting arrest. And I just don't think it's fair. It's my community too, and I'm tired of seeing people unjustly acted towards against.
Murphy arrived early to straighten the many signs, flowers, and candles that have been left behind. Also, she supported the effort by bringing water and other supplies. She feels fortunate that the Pensacola community has been able to make their stand for justice without incident. The peaceful tone to the protest hasn't gone unnoticed by the Pensacola Police Department, according to Public Information Officer Mike Wood.
Well, first of all, we're proud of them. Pensacola hasn't seen the violence that many other cities in our country have seen. They have been very respectful of each other, of citizens, and certainly of the police.
In turn, the PPD plans to ensure the right of the protesters to have their voices heard by giving them the time and space for their peaceful cries for justice, as was the case less than a year ago in response to the shooting death of a black man by one of their own.
You know, right after the Tymar Crawford incident, people came together. They weren't violent there either. They came to the table, and we met at City Hall, and we discussed some things. And one of those things was they wanted the officers to receive training. We brought in Dr. Cedric Alexander, who is an expert at this. He's known nationally for this. And it just so happens he lives in Pensacola and was able to give the officers that training.
In the case of George Floyd, the protest erupted after the release of a video showing a Minneapolis police officer holding his knee to Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes. Wood says there's been no need to pause their local officer training for a specific review of what happened there.
No, and I'll tell you why. What we saw in that video sickened us. No officer liked what they saw. We are all against what we saw there. That is not how police officers are trained. So I don't think that training would have helped that situation. I think maybe different hiring practices. You want to go after people who can remain calm and, you know, in situations like that.
Back at the graffiti bridge and the mural memorials to George Floyd and Tymar Crawford, Christina Sutton remains on site, continuing to wave her sign and share her call for justice to whomever will listen.
I just want the message to be out. I really don't care how it gets out. This is what I can do. You know, having the interview, speaking on Facebook, it's just I promised myself that I wasn't okay, and I'm not going to be okay until I do something about it. This is my action. This is what I can do. Black Lives Matter.
A banner that reads Black Lives Matter hangs overhead on the trestle, and on the walls below, where new murals often pop up on a nightly basis, the portraits of Floyd and Crawford may soon be painted over. But Sutton says protest organizers plan to come right back with the paint to continue their message in some form. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.